Hello and welcome back to the Bike Wale podcast. This is the 12th episode of our show, and today our regular guest is back after 2 weeks. Hi Suhil, welcome to the show.
Hi Anuj, it's good to be back.
So it's actually interesting that we are recording this on a Friday evening when a lot of riders might be getting ready to ride out over the weekend. Suhil, tell me man, how does your weekend plan looks like? Any special plan you have?
For this weekend, no. I plan to stay at home and rest and give some rest to my lower back, which is almost getting healed. So I'm hoping that, you know, from next weekend or more, probably a weekend after that onwards, I should be able to go out for short distance rides, maybe to Igatpuri or Lonavala, something of that sort. But this weekend, wow. I'll be at home enjoying MotoGP.
Oh, nice. That reminds me of Valentino Rossi's retirement. That was a shocker for everyone.
Yes, it
even
was.
People who are not his fan.
It indeed was.
Yeah. So our regular listeners would know that Suhil has been having some issues with his lower back, which touchwood is now recovering, and he'll be pretty soon on the bike, just how much he used to ride before. So that's a good thing. So all right then, moving our attention back to the thing we are here to discuss today. When should you change your motorcycle tires? This is a discussion that is very important because tires, as they say, are the only point of contact between your bike and the road. So the rider's safety depends on the condition of his or her motorcycle tires to a huge extent. We usually see a lot of people, they only change tires when it's when they are almost flat, or when they think that it's been too long that they haven't replaced them with new ones. Well, that's not how it should be. There is more to tires and their lifespan. So without any further ado, let's dive right into it. So Suhil, according to you, what is the first thing that people should check and decide if the tire needs replacement?
Anuj, the most important thing in terms of tire maintenance is the tire tread pattern. And unfortunately, it's one of the most overlooked things because a lot of the riders, as you said in the introduction, don't pay attention to the tread pattern or the amount of tread that's remaining. And they wait till the tire is completely bald before they go to a garage and get a replacement. I think that's a very wrong way of using a motorcycle because too little tire tread can lead to unsafe riding conditions. You know, a smaller tire thread or a smaller depth of tire thread can cause a loss of grip, which may cause the vehicle to lose traction and you might end up crashing into another vehicle or some of the obstruction on the road. So I think that's something that riders should really look after. In certain countries, there are minimum thread depth requirements. I think it's somewhere between 1 mm to 1.5 mm. Unfortunately, again, we don't have that law in India, where a depth of a tire is measured, and if it's below the requirement, a rider can be asked to pay a challan. So I wish it was one of the rules in the country. It's not. And I think that's a major thing that people should look after.
Yes, that's right, Suhil. And also, now listeners, as Suhil told you, that treads are, they play a very important role in determining if the tires have optimum grip. But another thing is that it also depends on your riding pattern. If you ride in a straight line for long distances frequently, then the chances are that your side treads may not wear out, but at the center there might be the most amount of wearing that's happening. And that one of the most common things that shows that your tire is wearing out at the center is the steel braid lines, which become visible after a point. And if you start seeing even a hint of those steel braid lines, then that's the time when you should be considering changing tires. Because once the tire compound becomes thinner, it wears much faster as compared to when it was fairly new. So suppose you buy a new tire now and you have been riding it for 3-4 years and you have not been seeing significant hints of wearing. But once these steel braided lines become visible, then that's a sign that it will be wearing out much faster now. And that's a huge indication. That's one of the major indications that it needs to be changed.
I think, Anuj, waiting for the steel braided lines to appear is probably pushing it a little too further. I think you should see a lot of tires come with markings, right, where they show that the tread has worn out significantly. So I think you should pay attention to that and change the tires even before the steel treaded lines start to appear, steel lines start to appear on the center of the tire.
Correct, correct. So this was for people who wait for clearer hints to appear. I mean, if they are not really paying attention to the tread bars, and then they start seeing the steel lines. So that's when it depends from person to person. So moving on, the next point that is very important, people tend to ignore it, is the aging of the tire. Now, so suppose there's no sign of wear on your tire, but the chances are that it might be too old to use. So 5 years is basically the lifespan of a tire in most cases, in the case of most brands. And once it is past its lifespan, it quickly starts to lose its grippy properties, as because after that period, the compound starts to harden up. Now, how to find the manufacturing period of your tire? You can do that by checking the 4-digit code on the sidewall of the tire. There will be a stream of codes which is there on most tire, on every tire, and the last 4 digits are what indicate the manufacturing period. So suppose there is this 4-digit numbers saying 0917, that means it has been manufactured in the 9th week of 2017 year. But there are chances that it could be a 3-digit number as well. Then that indicates it has been manufactured before the year 2000, which will actually rarely be a case in today's time. Now, this 5-year span actually starts from the time you start using it. However, while you're buying new tires, you'll probably get those which are manufactured a year or two ago. So that's fine. But if you find a new tire you're buying and it has been manufactured 5 to 6 years ago, then you might want to avoid it. So this thing also plays a very important role while buying a used motorcycle. If the tires of the bike you're planning to buy, the treads haven't worn out, and you can't see any cracks or any signs of them having gotten past their lifespan, but still you can check the manufacturing date, and if it's too old, then that could be a good point to in your negotiation process, basically. So, Suvil, what do you think could be the next point?
I think, Anuj, the next point should be flat spot. And as we discussed in one of our previous podcasts, I think it was maintaining your motorcycle during the lockdown. A flat spot is something that a lot of riders would face, especially now because most of their vehicles have been standing in their garage for a very long time. Now, before I'd like to give a quick recap of what a flat spot is. A flat spot is basically a situation where a part of your tire is in contact with the ground for a prolonged time, and it develops a hardened spot which isn't similar to the rest of the tire. And this can cause some issues. This can cause a certain lack of grip in that particular position, and it's not a very good thing to ride a motorcycle with a flat spot. Now, fortunately, most of the spots are temporary in nature, and they go away as soon as you ride your motorcycle for a few kilometers and the tires come back to the operational temperature. Then there are some semi-permanent kind of flat spots that can occur if your motorcycle has been standing in the garage for, let's say, 3 months or 6 months. In this situation, when you are suffering from a semi-permanent flat spot, I think you will have to go to a tire shop and get it fixed, or probably replace the tire altogether. But yes, so flat spot is one thing that can happen, and you should check your motorcycle for that. If it's still remains after another ride in the city or probably a weekend ride, you should think about replacing the tire completely. You can take certain steps to make sure that a flat spot doesn't occur. One of the things that you can try is parking your motorcycle on a paddock stand, both at the front and the rear, so that no patch of the tire, no part of the tire is in contact with the ground, and that can help getting away from a flat spot situation. Second thing, what you can do is you can just move your vehicle a little bit around once in a week, probably twice in a week, to make sure that some other part of the tire is in touch with the ground and not just one part that's getting a flat spot. So these are the few things that you should consider when parking your motorcycle for a long time and avoiding a flat spot on your motorcycle. That's, I think, we should really keep in mind when parking your motorcycle for a very long time.
And so another thing, Suhil, which a lot of people tend to ignore is they have different branded tires on their bikes. I mean, this might not sound like
a... to save some money. Most of the times, people will probably not go for the manufacturer installed tire, maybe at the front or the rear, and they would probably go for something that's cheaper. And it might cause some issues in some situations, but
Yeah, so what happens here in this case is the grip and overall handling of the bike gets affected big time, because the brands test front and rear tires together on the same bike. So the results that are obtained are accordingly for the optimum performance, those front and rear tires have to work together. You might be taking a risk by using two different branded tires. The difference in some cases may not be much, but the life of your tire will surely be affected. There will be uneven wear, or one of the tires will wear faster. And in some cases, the bike might not even handle how it actually should be. Now, when it comes to modern motorcycles, most of their front tires are basically designed in a way that they displace water out of the way in wet. And that's how the treads are designed. And its companion rear tire won't have treads at the center in order to reduce the speed at which the tire wears out. So that's mainly because the rear tire has the task of handling more load and sudden acceleration. So in a nutshell, all brands engineer a pair of front and rear tires to work together for optimum results. So this issue will be mainly, you'll encounter this while buying a second-hand bike, a used motorcycle, where the previous owner might have had a used different branded tires. So once you buy the bike, rather than ignoring this thing, it is recommended that you either change both tires or have the same branded tire as the front or rear, or vice versa. Another thing I think is our sidewall cracks. So the center part, the crown part, which people may call it, might look in good condition, but the side walls may have small or major cracks, which is also a major indication that tires are approaching the end of their life cycle. And this usually happens when the tires are subjected to intense heat for a long time, which is a common cause, especially if the bike is parked under the sun for a long time. To be a bit technical, this heat basically increases the rate of decomposition in the tire. And besides exposing it to the sun, there's this thing called heat cycles of tires. When you ride the bike for a fairly long distance, long enough to heat up the tire, and later when it cools down, that means it has completed one heat cycle. And as these number of heat cycles go on increasing, the lifespan of the tire goes on decreasing. So that's how it works. So basically, sidewalls can also be a good reason, or they are a good reason enough to be considering new tires. And Suhil, I think people tend to ignore this, but punctures can also be one of the reasons. If there are multiple punctures, maybe then you should be considering getting new tires. What do you say?
Definitely. See, you can use your tire with probably two or three punctures, maybe even four punctures. But if you have multiple punctures in your tire, I think it's a good idea to get them replaced. Now, puncture can be a result of a lot of things, maybe low tire pressure or nails or glass on the road. I think it's a good idea if you have multiple punctures or if your tire is facing a lot of puncture issues, it's a good idea to replace it instead of just trying to fix a puncture through patching it, or if you're using a tube type tires, replace taking the tube out, fixing it and then putting it back in. So I think punctures is one thing that you should really consider. If you have multiple punctures, it's a good idea to replace the tires. Yeah.
And another thing I think is the hardening of tires as well.
True.
I mean,
the hardening of tires, like you said, right, that every tire has a heat cycle. So what happens is when your tire goes through an extreme temperature change, suppose you have come back from a ride and you parked a motorcycle, but the ground where it's parked, it can be a winter season situation where, you know, the ground is cooler than usual. This can cause the tires to harden up. Another reason for tires to harden up is aging. The older the tire gets, the more susceptible they are to getting hardening up. So I think you should look after how the tire is behaving, because a harder tire takes more time to reach a specific heat level to operate, the operational heat level, and it can cause some loss of traction while riding, at least in the initial few kilometers. So if you feel that your motorcycle's tire is not giving good grip even after a considerable number of kilometers, it's probably a result of the tire hardening up and not performing as it's supposed to be. Another thing that you should consider, and you rightly pointed out just a few minutes ago, is buying old tires. You should never buy old tires, tires that have been lying in the dealership at the tire shop for a prolonged time. I think you should not buy a tire that's more than 1 or 2 years old, to be honest. 5 years is probably the extreme end that you said. But you should try to find a tire that has been manufactured quite recently, because that will also help you to counter a situation of having a hardened tire on your motorcycle.
Right, Suvil. So I think the main points have been covered. These are the signs that you should be keeping a track of to know whether it's time to change your tires or not. So this is it for this episode. We know this is quite a shorter episode as compared to the ones which we usually do. But actually, there is so much to talk about tires that we thought it would be better to cover it in different episodes. So in the coming weeks, we'll talk about tires in more detail. Like different types of tires, things to check while buying, their maintenance tips, reading the numbers, and so on. So, Suvil, that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Anuj, and I'm looking forward for the next episode.
Same here, same here. Thank you for listening to us. We'll be back next week with an all-new content for everyone. And meanwhile, do write into us on podcast@bikewale.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, check out our official YouTube content where you'll get a lot of motorcycle two-wheeler reviews and other informative content. Share those videos and subscribe to our channel.